The Reverend Benjamin Cortez knows Nicaragua and its history. He was born in the capital city of Managua 50 years ago. Most of those years, he lived under the Somoza dictatorship. In 1979, the Sandinista-led revolution began a period of rebuilding Nicaragua. But the United States opposed the Sandinista government and supported the Contra anti-government fighters. Free elections changed the style of government in 1990. But Cortez is less focused on international alliances and more concerned with the effect the government has on the people of the villages. Their lot was better, he says, just 2 years ago.
10 years ago, we had a very significant support from the government of the revolution for the poor people, for the people in general. And also the small farmers receive a lot of support from the government to produce basic food, for example. Now the new government is not supporting the small farmers.
Cortez was in New England recently because his church, Iglesia de Cristo, has a special sisterhood relationship with the United Methodist Church in New England. The Methodists help to support Iglesia de Cristo and also support the Interchurch Center for Theological and Social Studies, an interfaith organization in Nicaragua which is headed by Cortez. So why does Cortez feel the people of the church can have an effect on society in Nicaragua? Because of their sense of vision and responsibility.
Most of the church leaders and church people try to develop a more integral vision about life and also to try to respond to a spiritual need, but also needs in general of the family, social, economics, and also try to be involved in social and political process to find solution to sectorial community and national problems.
Cortez and his interfaith organization receive outside help not only from the United Methodist Church, but also from the U.S. National Council of Churches and the World Council of Churches. Along with the great strength of the Nicaraguans, they train pastors and they focus on things like agriculture.
To develop a task to prevent illness for the people, that is very important, and also to develop economy at a small scale in the community, small industries, diversification of agriculture, improving of popular family housing.
I asked Cortez what would be the best thing to happen to Nicaragua. He says the best outcome would be a government that really cares about its people. Benjamin Cortez cares. He and his fellow pastors of all churches in Nicaragua make a career out of caring. I'm Mike Hickox.